This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Joe.
Today we have Nathan McIntosh here, and we talk about cultural appropriation and catfishing your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time, guys. Here I am. Listen to it.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf. And today we have returning guest and fan favorite, Nathan McIntosh is here.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for having me. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And thank to you. All the people that listen, I appreciate you.
We get a lot of emails about you.
I appreciate the emails. I appreciate anybody who listens to this podcast and then checks out mine or messages me or whatever. I really do. Thank you.
I appreciate you wearing that shirt. I really like it.
Thanks, man.
It looks like the universe. You've got like stars all
over
it.
I like it. It's like navy blue, and then there's a bunch of white dots on it.
If you're watching the video right now, you can see me showcase my forearm to the camera. I don't know. I think
it's a navy blue shirt with beautiful little white star looking dots on them.
Yes. And if you're watching the video right now, you can see that.
Look at that elbow.
Yay. by the way, so I spent my birthday with the Nathan McIntosh. It was on Easter.
Yeah. I bought you lunch and we hung out.
He did. He got me Thai food. I had curry.
Ooh.
Tofu vegetable curry.
I've never had that.
Really?
I ate tofu once by accident because I thought it was
I've never
chicken.
Had tofu either, and I don't think I want to try it.
It tastes like... It tastes
very soft.
It absorbs whatever food it's around, right?
It's really weird texture.
Why would you want that? Just have the food.
It's like avocado, but just no taste.
Yeah. See, I just rather have avocado. I like avocado.
Avocado's great.
It tastes like something, though. But
yeah,
tofu
no,
just
different.
Has...
Avocado is different.
It feels like you're biting into soap that doesn't have a taste.
But yeah, but kind of chicken? Like, because if it's near chicken, doesn't it taste like chicken?
No, we were on a shoot. It was actually the shoot that we did for Ali Daily. What was it called?
Oh, we got the Chinese food.
We got the Chinese food, and like we all had to like eat this Chinese food.
Yeah.
So, but like, I think it was you who was picking up the food and putting it in people's mouths.
Yeah.
And then I got like tofu. And
you
I was
spit
like,
it out,
what
I think.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't
no,
do this.
No, I don't want to eat tofu. So I didn't. That was Kate's birthday. I had my own birthday. And I got
well,
food.
you got pad thai that day.
I got pad thai with chicken, not tofu. And I told them, because they were like, do you want tofu? And I said, you can make it, but then throw it in the garbage. Because I don't want it on my plate or near it. I actually tell them mostly, I'm like, you take the tofu out of the kitchen before you make my food, because I don't even want tofu to see what I eat.
Yeah.
And then you can bring the tofu
it's
back
terrible.
In for the other grease bags that eat tofu.
And then we actually, later that
you're
day.
You're not all grease bags.
Grease bags.
Well, later that day, we watched Man on the Moon. Did you see that? The Andy Kaufman movie with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. I love
that movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It was awesome.
I've seen that like numerous times.
Really?
Love that movie.
Kate was like, so Kate, when we were at lunch, Kate was like, oh man, I don't know how it came up, but she was like.
We were talking about when you're on stage doing stand-up, how important it is to still be really creative and artistic and not, and you know, think outside the box.
Right.
So we brought up Andy Kaufman and then you said, have you seen his Man on the Moon movie? And I was like, no, I'd love to see it.
Okay. And I was like, I own it. But then when it was on, there's parts of it that are sad. And Kate's like, this is your fault. I'm like, you picked this.
No, I kept saying it was his birthday movie because it is. Let me explain why. Nathan always says life is wrestling. That's like his big thing you'll hear him say all
wrestling?
The time.
Everything's a shoot. Everything's a work. Yeah.
He says everything's wrestling. So like even he thinks Donald Trump's
but
like a wrestling character.
He is. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. And what he's doing is the greatest bad guy move of all time. He is. This is exactly what a person would do if you're a bad guy wrestler. Be like, all right, Mexicans, we need a wall. Muslims, I don't know. My dick is a regular size. I will see you in a cage April 3rd.
But right.
The only difference here is there is no cage. The cage is America, and you know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, yeah. The cage would be affected.
Yeah, but this is the greatest bad guy wrestler of all time in terms of a person running like a thing. It's
but
like,
this is something Nathan's been saying way before Trump ever ran. So
yeah,
then we
were
watching Man on the Moon, and he has such a similar philosophy, Andy Kaufman, where he's like, everyone has their roles, it's an illusion, it's wrestling. And I was like, so I kept looking at Nathan, I'm like, oh, this is your movie. You know, so I wasn't really like, this is your movie. I'm not enjoying it.
She was. And it's not really my movie. I forgot.
I really enjoyed it.
I forgot
that a lot
of that stuff was in there. I watched it when I was, when I would have been in high school, I guess, when it came out, like 2004 or something like that. And I watched it on the movie network, cried, because I was like, this is fucking sad. And then it was on again. I just watched it again.
It's so good.
I watched it twice in a
row. It's really, and Jim Carrey kills it.
Oh, dude.
He's a Canadian hero, and he's a
amazing.
He's a hero.
I've said 1,000 times that if you found a wizard and you open up his bag of magic, Jim Carrey's just sitting in there.
Dude, I've seen, like,
just sitting in there, being like, hello.
I've probably seen,
he's amazing.
He's amazing.
I've probably seen every Jim Carrey movie at least
10 times. What's your
favorite? I don't know. All the Ace Ventura movies are amazing.
There's two of them. All of them.
I really like the
all seven. There's two. I'm sorry.
It feels like there's more. But yeah. I like the Truman Show.
Mm-hmm.
What else is he in? I don't know.
Truman Show was so
I'm going to have to go Mask just because I was like,
Mask
was like
great
eight
too.
Or whenever when that came out. Like, that movie's so fucking good, man.
I used to go to
it's
my
the
cousin's
only time
house
Cameron
watch
Diaz,
it.
And I'm not trying to be rude, Cameron Diaz, if you listen to this podcast, it's the only time she looked good in a movie. The mask, she was unfucking believable. I was 11 and I got an erection. That was an insane looking woman.
She was.
Have you seen it? Watch
I was
the opening,
14 and I got an erection.
Watch the opening scene to The Mask and try not to have your dick burst right through your pants. it's the way she talks too. It's like this.
She's always like whispering kind of and you're like, okay.
Can
I
open
this.
A bank account? You're like, you can open a fucking 1,000 bank accounts right now. I just opened up a bank account in my goddamn pants. Whatever that means. But hey, gee, unbelievable. And Jim Carrey's so funny. And there's so many fucking hilarious jokes. I love that movie.
It's really good. I want to show Shane the movie sometime soon.
The Mask?
What, Man
yeah.
in the Moon?
Oh, but, Mask. But now that you say, you know, I don't want him to have his first boner sitting next to his mom.
I'm sure he's having, well, he's had many a boner.
Yeah, why don't you leave the room? Give your son something to, you know what I mean? What's your problem?
I'm sure he's
I'm
had
gonna
a boner.
I'm going to watch The Mask with you, Shane. Let him watch The Mask.
I didn't know The
time.
Mask was had that element in it.
Wait, how many, well, how old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, come on. He's like 100 boners deep.
I don't know about
he's
boners.
He's not 100 boners
come
deep.
Come on.
At 9.
100 boners
well, how
deep.
How old were you
it's
when you had your
great.
First boner?
I'm supposed to know the answer to that
exactly.
fucking question. I'm assuming 9. You know what's going on
no,
a little bit.
No, it's like 11, 12, 13.
Oh, get, I 11,
that's when,
12, 13.
Yes. I thought that's when the white stuff starts coming out.
Stop it.
Stop.
Don't get graphic.
That's what I thought.
We are trying to have a good podcast. No, I don't remember the first. Well, I mean, now we're here. The first time I would have, like, came, like, full on, like, you know.
Yeah. 12?
Like, you know, probably. And I swear to God, I was horrified because I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what's happening. I had no idea.
I was a younger brother, so I knew what was gonna. I knew the repercussions of what I
was
doing.
The older one. I had to go boldly where no one's going for it. Just keep jerking it until it fucking. You
You're
know
like
what I mean?
I don't know what's happening.
And then it happened because I used to only go so far when I was like a kid.
Right.
And I'd be like, well, this is as far as you can go. But then I was like, what if I just kept and I just kept going? And it's like, oh my God, I was horrified. And you know what? I don't even think it's felt as good as that time since that time.
It's like,
you're chasing the dragon. You're always trying to get back.
It's like heroin. In
yeah.
a way.
But
it's
you
like,
never reach it again.
No.
If only you could come for the first time again.
Every
for the
time.
First time. Exactly. Like you've never came before. If you could do like a 51st dates coming thing where every day you wake
you
up.
You forget.
You forgot you came.
It's still Thursday every
yes.
day.
Yes.
And you're like, okay.
You go to Fridays, you get the frittatas, then you come. And then you're like, this is amazing. And then you do it again the next day. Like a groundhog come day. Come day.
And you paint
it's
the garage.
Funny, I was able to come like at 3. That's, like it's different for girls.
You don't
no,
know
I'm
that.
No, I did.
You remember 3 years
can,
old.
Because it's not about the white stuff. It's like I used to hump couches all the time. And literally, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. But I was doing it. And,
you
then,
were
and then I forgot about
you
were,
that. You were
no,
not
was.
Coming.
Yes, I was.
No. 3-year-olds can come?
Yes.
3-year-olds
no,
can
no.
come.
Yes,
it's scientifically written down.
Time out.
Yes,
if females can come.
Can you Google this? Google this.
I'm not Googling it right now.
Why not? Google that, because you don't want that in your phone, huh? You don't want the FBI checking your fucking, what age can a kid come?
Yeah, 3.
You, 3-year-olds can't come. There's no way a 3-year-old can come.
Yeah, I did.
Is there a doctor listening? Please message, can a child come at 3?
There's no way.
I do feel
there's no
weird.
Fucking way a kid can come at 3, right?
No shot.
Ugh, I really hate Googling this.
Yeah. I will
FBI,
give you...
Do you know how many sensors this is fucking racking?
Wait,
there's
hold
a guy
on.
In a room
can
looking like
you?
A magic, bam, 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 bam.
Wait. One of the things that came up is, can you run out of cum? That's something that just came up, and that's hysterical.
I think you can.
A scary question. If the answer is yes, horrifying.
Yeah. Do you know how, like, crazy... How many times you have to jerk off in one day for you to actually get on your computer and
can
go...
Can I ask you this?
Do you, what? How many times in one day?
Yes. Remember when you used to like be sick in school and you just sit home? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can only play Turok Dinosaur Hunter so many fucking times.
It's
great game.
Up.
I still remember the big cheat. Do you remember the big cheat?
I don't, but I remember getting the crossbow and
right
like
now.
Shooting fucking
the explosive
dinosaur.
Arrows.
Yeah, come
that,
on,
that
now.
Game was fucking amazing.
It was amazing, but I would probably say 4.
Four.
Four.
Only 4.
I think four.
What are you, a fucking amateur, buddy?
I think
you gotta
so.
Get these goddamn numbers.
I think I got a sensitive dick because sometimes it just feels like I pulled a muscle. Like when you like curl too much and you can't like bend your forearm.
Feel the burn. Yeah,
it's like okay.
Wait,
this
how many
crazy.
How many times could you?
No, I mean I probably got up to 7 or 8 in a day.
That's a lot.
I'll tell you this, 8 did not feel good. 8
after a while.
8 wasn't fun. Dude. It was because I'm also one of those dudes that I was never a lube guy, and I'm still not a lube guy.
No.
I'm my own man, okay?
Yeah, come on.
I got my imagination. I got my dick. Yeah. I don't need your fucking Jergens, all right?
Yeah.
So I
never got that.
What me neither.
Like, here's some napkins and some dude, come on.
No, I come
just
on the walls
go.
And I walk away. You know what I mean?
You didn't have to get all these fucking fancy shit.
So 8 was like rough. It was like
8's tough.
Try. Fucking,
it's
it
like
was, didn't
you didn't
feel good.
You didn't like it.
No, I didn't like leading up to at all. But then when you come, but then also you come for a minute, not a minute, but like you come and you're happy for a second, and then it goes right back to like, oh yeah, your dick's in a lot of pain because you just beat the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I actually had a girl. Okay, and then we can do whatever
like,
we're gonna do.
It's like Pringles in a way. Like dude. You ever have one Pringle, you're like, no shot, I need more. And then it's like
then
after a while,
Pringle, you're like, oh my god, my dick hurts. I had a girl one time, and every man's probably gone through this. A girl grabs your dick and she's like, I know what to do because I'm a woman. And then she just starts fucking
violently
beating the shit out
of
it.
I've said this.
Many, I could jerk a dick better than any woman alive. I know it. Even women that it's their job to jerk dicks. I can jerk a dick better than you, guaranteed, because I own a dick. This woman, up as far as she could go and down as far as she could go. It was like, it was just like awful.
I hate when you're making out with a guy having to go and do that. Like,
you shouldn't be allowed.
No,
it's out of your jurisdiction.
I'm like, there's no way I can do anything close to what you can do to your own dick.
Exactly. You either go, you go mouth, feet, vagina, that's it.
Just
you know?
Right to the foot job.
Right to
we're
the
making
foot.
Out.
Yeah.
He touches some boobs. And I'm like, let me get these feet out.
Well, you don't say that.
You have to like
just do it.
Unsexiest
do it.
Thing I've ever heard in my life. Let me get these. You just do it. A guy be like, oh my god. But yeah, and then she took her thumb and she like took the head and she was like, she fucking like she did this. Like,
I've
weird,
had that happen.
And it, I swear to God, it hurt so fucking bad.
But you
bad.
Can't say anything because
no,
you feel
just,
bad.
You
just take it.
The next day, I went to a casino and I was walking around. My dick was in such pain. I took it out the urinal. I was like, people probably thought I was jerking right there. But I wanted to go, buddy, you know the up, down, too much fucking woman, right?
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't.
Or they get too close to the base and they just start taking like the rest of your pubic area on the way up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
By the way, we had a listener write in and she blamed me for the reason why you yell.
Funny why?
Because I'm so frustrating. Uh-huh. She wrote a whole long thing.
I love this. Finally, somebody understands Nathan. This is great. Because usually somebody
I am not the reason why you get loud.
Oh, no, I think it is.
Nathan never got loud until he met me.
Nathan never got loud Macintosh until I came and met you.
Yes.
I love that. What's this one?
Nathan,
thank
no,
you.
No,
thank
Nathan
you for
was,
writing
Nathan
this thing.
Nathan was so soft-spoken and sweet and introverted.
Yes.
And then he met me and just got loud.
Every time I get on stage, I'm like, everybody thinks I'm so happy to have Rebecca be here. Do you guys want to hear jokes?
Can I tell you this, man?
Do you guys want to hear some jokes?
Do you guys want to hear some jokes? Okay, no? Yeah. All right, well, good night.
Yeah.
Good night, Toledo.
Never mind. See you later. Thank you very much for your time.
Nathan,
I love that email.
I know you do, but I did not love it. But Nathan.
Was it Doug from Syracuse?
Doug again.
Oh my God.
Doug in the wig. Hey, it's Sally from Syracuse. No, it's Doug. You were the one that made it get loud. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No, Nathan, first of all, there's a couple things about Nathan. Is one is he actually was he loves coming on the podcast because we let him be him. And Nathan, I love you being you. Even when we fight, I really like your loud, ranty personality. Seriously, you're fired. I like
he's
passionate.
So uncomfortable right now.
No, I like passion. No, but you know what I'm saying? It's because he's got so much good energy coming out of him.
Yeah.
I like passion. Even when we disagree, I like the energy.
Thank you.
Also, something I realized about Nathan in the last fight we had about a month ago is he's got superhero healing sensitivity powers. He's very sensitive.
You're very sensitive.
Is this where the podcast is going?
No,
is
you're very sensitive.
We'll go back, but I'm just saying. He's very, very sensitive.
I can see
way.
What's in your heart right now.
He can.
One of your like strongest things is your sensitivity.
Thanks, man.
It is.
One of your strongest things is your arms, and you can showcase them on camera. Get a look at this guy's arms. I will say though, I did message you and I did say thank you for letting me be at me on your podcast, because I went on this other podcast and I forget sometimes that I'm a loud fucking monster of a human being.
Right.
So I was screaming and somebody was like, man, you're really taking over the show. And I was like, hey, and I was just losing my mind. And then it got real serious. It was a live podcast and some woman, the dude was like,
you mean you can watch it live?
Or no, there's
live?
People in the room.
Oh, God.
Okay. So then the guy goes, you know you're not supposed to talk over people, right? And some woman in the crowd goes, yeah. And that's when I went, oh, come on, man. I'm just fucking, you know, we're just trying to have fun. It's a goddamn podcast. I'm just trying to get people from one fucking bus stop to another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anyways, it turned. And then when I left, I called Kate and I was like, thanks for fucking letting me. And on my own goddamn podcast and shit. But I'm like, thank you for letting me fucking scream and shit. Because it's what I have to do. But some people just think it's a fucking, you know what I mean? You're supposed to sit here and be like, oh,
well, something people, I think people get this.
You know what I mean?
People get this for the most part on here about you. But the awesome thing about shit. Nathan.
I don't want to do this the whole time, but go ahead.
The awesome thing about Nathan, and people realize this when they came to our last show, the next one's April 21st.
April
21st.
Okay, quickly, while we're here, let's just say it. April 21st, 8 p.m., New York Comedy Club. You can go on online, promo code Nate Kate.
Yes.
And then they're $5. Because last time I went to go buy tickets and I didn't do the promo code. And ooh, they're like $40. Put the promo code in. I swear on my life, it was like $40.
$75,000.
Yeah, it's a house. You got to put up your house. But then you put the code in. It was like $10.
Yeah. $5. Yeah,
and I bought, I bought two tickets.
Got you.
Nice.
What were you going to say? And then we can move on for
Okay. What I was going to say, adding to that though, is at the end of our show we'll be going on stage together to answer emails, so
yeah,
be fucking
or live audience questions. But anyway, fuck, I forget now what I was saying.
Okay,
something about Nate being very sensitive and having healing powers.
Oh no, I was saying what you don't realize about Nathan, or maybe you do from listening, but when you meet him in person, he's one of the kindest, sweetest people. Like, we've got people flying out to the show and Nathan wants to have
Opera
them
cuts
sleep
them
over.
All. No, no, I fight all these
people. He wants
people
to meet them and spit in their face.
You can fight me on fucking Fifth Avenue.
Here he comes, the wrestler.
I will meet you
the
shirtless.
Wrestler, Nathan McIntosh.
Mexicans gotta go. Muslims I don't know about. And my dick is a regular size. I will see you on Fifth Avenue.
And three-year-olds
anyway
cannot come.
There's only one man who can make your three-year-old come. That is me.
Nathan, no.
That was terrible. It was so good up until that point.
Okay.
You're also welcome for we're letting you be you and say things like that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Maybe we should have stopped you at that point.
Yeah. One
right
day,
there.
Yeah. One day,
that sentence was the ceiling.
One day I'll be cast on like Two and a Half Men, and they'll have to edit just that piece.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There'll just be a beep.
Yeah, it's like, all right, sorry. Fuck, proceed.
What'll be a good show? Two and a Half Men? It's like Two and a Half, it's like a man, but he's like two and a half, he's Two and a Half Men inside?
Or Two and a Half Mad Men.
Two and a Half
Everyone's
Mad
smoking
Men
cigarettes the whole entire time.
Oh, I like it. Two and a half Walking Dead.
I like the
Dead
two of you together, by
this
the way.
This is great.
I like this energy.
We just made up a show.
I came
two
in, so.
Mad Men, I love that.
I came in with very, very.
Okay.
All right.
So I came in with some negative energy before, and it really had nothing to do with you guys. But the thing that I wanted to say to you, it didn't have to do with you, Joe, but like,
just lies right to my face.
No, but what I mean is like, it's deeper shit. It's just that as I watch my bank account slowly, not, you know, get a little bit lower, I'm like, shit, because, you know, it's a scary, at least for me, it's a scary industry. I quit teaching to do comedy. I live in the same room with my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I used to have, you know,
who,
a decent,
again, if when you do watch The Mask with him, can you just leave so that this man can get a rock hard erection to Cameron Diaz? Can anybody please, anybody who hasn't seen The Mask, just watch even the first 10 minutes of it.
The 101 boner, might I add.
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
right.
100
all
deep.
The boners that have happened.
He marks them on a wall like a prison thing.
Anyway, the part that was going to be fired up
boner
about
wall
you.
Yes.
And I texted you this earlier and you just went, goodbye. What?
Yeah.
Because I was being like half just teasing you. But no, it's like, so I gave a reading to this awesome. Hi, Kyle. What's up? I gave a reading to this listener, Kyle, who's from Canada, Saskatchewan, by the way.
Sweet. I know him.
Okay, anyway, I'm just saying Canada.
You guys
yay.
Share that in common.
I share a room with him when I go back to Canada. Oh, hey, Kyle, whatever.
Anyway, but you're so rude.
Kyle, hello. Thank you for listening to the podcast. No, talking to Kate.
Okay, anyway, what he was going on about was he saw the bigger picture of the podcast. He was like, you guys are amazing. It's so layered. I love the topics you get into. It's a good mixture of funny, but you're talking about real shit. And I just was getting frustrated because I feel like you don't get how good it is. Like, I'm not trying to say like this is the best, but I'm saying like I said, we get so many emails, and you've been getting it like one a day, Nathan McIntosh, of listeners where it's like touching them. And I don't know, I feel like it makes a big difference, and it just gets frustrating when I feel like you don't realize it. But it's also because I'm just frustrated with comedy in general, and I'm like, you know, so I was in a cranky mood.
But okay, but it's not that I don't realize it, but what am I supposed to do with that information?
I still feel like this podcast is the child that you're ashamed of. So it hurts my feelings.
Should I just leave? And you guys can figure out your own things. Before you guys have a guest
on. That's why I was cranky.
Before you guys have a guest on, work out your issues. And then I'll come back.
I'll leave
the room for you. You want me in 5 minutes? I'll leave the room.
No, this is the thing.
If I call Joe, he won't pick up the goddamn phone.
Nobody picks up the goddamn phone anymore.
You pick up the phone for me.
I was born in the 80s. That's my problem.
That's true. That's my problem.
That's my fucking cross to bear. That when a phone rings, I gotta pick it up like an idiot. But nobody does anymore. So many people don't even use text. You can find out a person's whole life through Snapchat. Do you know what I mean? Where is this person? Oh, they're at fucking Aldo, sucking on a shoe or whatever the hell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kate was mad. So I came in the best mood ever. I was like, I'm having a great... It's sunny as a dick outside. And then I walk in and Kate's like... I'm like, well, all right, good fuck. And then I...
You came out of it real quick. You're fine, Nathan.
Well, because I'm having a great day. Yeah. I'm walking around. We're talking to people.
You got the stars on your shirt. The world's looking up.
If you're watching the video, which you should be.
On YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. It's got a great shirt.
The forearm.
Oh, invasion of privacy.
Money.
You'd be a really good model. You're doing very good poses right now.
Very natural. Very organic. Stop.
He's giving a thumbs up to the camera.
Well, you're watching. You should be watching. His dick is out!
That actually scared me. Why?
If I wrapped the shirt around it and was just like, I wonder if people would be like,
around your boner?
Yeah, I need that shirt. You know what I mean? When you're too lazy to put your underwear on, grab a shirt.
Wrap it around. And the balls.
And also, I think it'd be a nice thing for a woman. You know, you casually, sexually walk into a room with just a dress shirt wrapped on your dick. It's like a formal event. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That's like a sexy thing.
If a guy walked into a room with his...
It's hard for a man
down?
It's hard for a man to be... Around his dick, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just confused. I don't get the visual yet.
Picture wrapping it.
A hard dick with a shirt around it?
Yes, but a dress shirt. You don't get a dress shirt.
Like an actual size to the dick?
Size of the dick is hilarious. Balls coming out of the arms.
Wait, hold on. You were talking about that?
I'm talking about regular size. Okay. It's like a sexy, you know what I mean? It's hard for a man to be sexy is what I'm trying to say, okay? Mm. We're way past Valentine's Day, but every man looks like an ape. Our feet are disgusting. Our legs are garbage. Yes, you have. And anyways, so if you wanted to attract who, you know what I mean? Come into the room and you're like, look at, and you got nice clothes wrapped around your dick is what I'm saying. Your dick in like a nice shoe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a boot.
Do you guys want to get to emails or anything?
Sure.
Anyway, that's why, I mean, it's not why I'm annoyed, but I was annoyed at you for that.
For what?
For not being proud of the podcast.
It's not that I'm not proud of it. We've had this conversation before. Nate, just,
I have to turn away.
That's fine, let him check out for a second. He'll be back.
All right, Ma.
With his dick and the dress shirt.
No, but... With that information, like I have people all the time who say, like, you know, you guys talked about this. I've seen the tweets before, but it's like, what am I to do with that? I can't, like, if I just take that in and just so, like, I'm not that kind of person.
I'm not asking you to soak it in, like, on a beach of, like, soaking in all the compliments. Right. I don't mean it like that. I just think, I mean, we can get into it after the podcast. That's fine.
Okay.
You know what that was right there? If we relate everything to wrestling, two wrestlers are in a ring, right? And they're yelling at each other. And then it's like, all right, we will wrestle when the cameras go off. And then nobody gets to
okay, see. Fine.
No,
fine.
No, I'm not. No, no, no. That's not what I want to say. No. I didn't know what that meant. It just means that there's people listening that are like, but it doesn't matter. You guys figure out your own fucking shit. Before you bring people on, like me, figure shit out.
Here's the deal. Joe, if he would answer the fucking phone, I'm not going to do this over text.
Snapchat him.
Snapchat.
Are you on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Snapchat him. Figure out what he's doing. Follow him to the store that he's at.
That would be amazing.
Do you know what I mean? He's at the bodega, fucking, what's that?
He goes to get chips and my stupid face just goes.
Your story. You're getting chips and then Kate pops up and then whatever.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick of the Roenick Life Podcast. Check out our podcast, and I can guarantee you'll hear great stories, blunt, in-your-face honesty. Our guests never disappoint. It's the Roenick Life Podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn. Make sure you go get it. You won't regret it.
What were you just going to say?
Oh, hey, Joe.
I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, we were trying to talk about this before the podcast. You're like, save it. And now you're saying, figure it out before I have a guest on. You hypocritical son of a bitch.
You know, you guys really destroy the magic of entertainment sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do we have emails?
We do. We do have emails, actually.
Oh, okay. Shit.
So it starts in quotes. An American university is investigating a physical confrontation between two people over the alleged cultural appropriation of dreadlocks.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. So you just got emailed this today?
Yeah.
Why are we? Didn't have emails beforehand? We're looking at emails today?
Yeah. This was one of them that I pulled up. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't realize you were. This is the one that asked about you to do it. So you're like.
Oh, like an hour ago? Very interesting.
This morning.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Article on Facebook today has got me thinking. A black woman had to go at a white guy for having dreadlocks.
Okay, first of all, let me fucking stop this fucking email right fucking here. A black woman had to go at a fucking white guy with dreadlocks? You didn't see the video, did you?
Uh-uh.
This is what the fucking
video was.
Explain
to me what happened, because I didn't see it.
I'm going to slow all the fucking way down. But a black woman had to go? I ain't having that sense.
Well, can you tell us? Fill us in.
So there's a white dude with dreads, all right? He's wearing JNCO jeans, which is the biggest problem this man has, okay? Let alone the hair. These JNCO jeans, burn these, buddy. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're listening. Wrap them around your dick, come in them, and throw them out a fucking window. They are horrible.
In that order.
So anyways, he has dreadlocks, and there's a woman who's like, you know, you shouldn't have dreadlocks, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, what, I can't have hair like yours because I'm white? And then he's like, you know, in Egypt they had whatever. And she's like, well, are you from Egypt? He's like, no. So then she starts laughing at him, and he starts walking away. He's like, whatever, I'm not having this argument with you.
How did this get filmed? Like, who's filming this?
I'll tell you, this is exactly how it got filmed, because some fucking cultural hero stood there with their goddamn fucking phone, and they're recording it, and then the black woman goes, why are you filming this? He goes, just for everybody's safety. You're a fucking idiot! You're a fucking idiot! What do you mean for everybody's fucking safety? Walk through the fucking halls! You know what I mean? You see some goddamn people arguing whatever, you don't have to take your fucking phone out like Anderson Cooper. You're not a goddamn journalist. You're a person with a fucking phone. Walk! Keep fucking walking!
He's fired up.
So the guy's walking up the stairs, and this woman keeps pulling him. She's like, no, wait, come back. I think she knows the camera's there. And then he's like, no, he throws her hand away, and she's like, you just assaulted me. Uh-oh. I'll tell you this. I saw the video. I hated everybody in it. The fucking JNCO jeans, the fucking woman, and the goddamn person.
What's the feedback on it? Are people?
What's this email? I mean, I lost my fucking mind right here. But I hate the guy that recorded it, the woman, and the fucking JNCO jeans fucking man. There's no right people in this fucking video. There's nobody right. Everybody's wrong. I'm just filming it for everybody's safety. Get the fuck out of your hall monitor. You know what I mean? Go suck your own fucking dick somewhere. Use your phone for other things other than just being, I'm fucking April O'Neil out here cracking fucking crimes. Oh, look at this guy eating some chips. Look at these people having an argument that has nothing to do with me at all. Do you know what I'm saying? Walk through the fucking halls.
This is amazing.
And once again, before Nathan met me, never yelled. Never yelled.
I was the quietest person.
This is all your fault.
I'm the quietest person you're ever going to meet in your life. Anyways, what's the rest of this?
So, okay. So this person wrote...
I have my full opinion.
Wait. I hear about this sort of stuff a lot in the press and feel sad about it. Why is this a thing? People, especially of color, have lightened their skin, dyed their hair blonde, or worn blue contacts for years. all things that are often associated with being white, but that isn't seen as cultural appropriation. Why is this? So this person, I guess, is saying,
yeah,
how come people of color can do things that are more, quote unquote, in the white culture, I guess, but why can't white people appropriate?
I mean, I guess the easiest answer is because white people ran around and owned the universe for 1,000 fucking years and did a bunch of terrible shit. So then people that do have anything are like, stop fucking taking our shit, you know?
Yeah.
But again, when you see this thing, you're just like, can you just let this person be the person? Does this have to be argued about?
I don't get why, like, is she offended by his dreadlocks?
Mean, honest to God, the video's not that long. It's like a minute, maybe. Maybe a minute and a half.
And it just starts with this woman walking up to this guy like, what's
no,
with
they're
your hair?
They're already in the conversation because right. fucking Anderson Cooper wasn't doing his goddamn job. You know what I mean? He's eating some chips or he's fucking cracking into a goddamn chocolate bar in the hallway. And then he's like, news! And he runs down and it's like, phone's recording. I don't like anybody in this video. But anyway, so
we didn't notice.
It starts with them already talking and he's like, why? He's like, you're mad at me because I have dreadlocks because my hair kind of looks like yours. He's like, what's the problem with that? And blah, blah, blah.
And wait, she approached him? Is that what happened?
I that part I do not know because the video's already started.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that Anderson Cooper was there and thank you for being a fucking cultural warrior, buddy. You're out there fighting the good fucking fight. Good job, sir! Fuck.
Wow.
Anyways, it'd be like if when you guys were having your little thing, if I would have recorded
it. Oh my
God. Why are you recording
it?
Just for everybody's safety. Get the fuck out of here, buddy. You know what I mean? Get your fucking dick, tuck it back in your fucking pants, and walk through the fucking hall!
He said the word safety?
Yes.
That's terrible.
She's like, why are you taping this? Just for every, that's his tone, dude. Just for everybody's safety. You fucking wiener. He's a guy at like a Cub Scout meeting who had the sash with every fucking badge on it. And then he's got badges on his eyes and on his fucking head. You know what I mean? Do you go to Scouts?
I didn't.
Man, okay. So Scouts, you got these badges for doing shit, like building a fire or fucking, you know, sucking a bag or whatever. You know, they give you these badges. They give you a badge. I'm like, man, you really suck that bag. Here's a goddamn badge.
What's that mean?
I had.
Sucking a bag.
I had zero badges. Zero badges because I didn't do dick. Because I didn't care. But anyways. There'd be these little wiener fucking kids who are like, I'm good, I can tie a rope, I can fucking do-do-do. And they had every badge. That's fucking Mr. Every goddamn badge, Anderson Cooper with his fucking phone. Good for you, you know what I mean? Can I have another journalism stick? What do you mean? Oh, phone. Idiots. Anyways, it makes me mad. It makes me mad that people just won't let other people be people. If you see an argument, it doesn't have anything to do with you. And I guess you can post it and be like, what about this? This is the first time we've ever talked about this. Everything has been argued about for the last fucking 1,000 goddamn years. People act as if these things just happened and they're the first one seeing it. It keeps happening. People were mad at Vanilla Ice in the goddamn 90s for appropriating black culture. People were mad at the fucking Beastie Boys. This isn't the first time, and who fucking cares? You know what I mean? At the end of the goddamn day, either I don't know, who fucking cares? I'm sorry.
I think what Nathan...
I don't want
to
yell.
I think what Nathan's trying to say is everyone should be able to sing their soul song.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying.
Because he just said
no,
it in a different
way. That's what you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except Anderson Cooper.
To sum it up.
Anderson Coopers of the world who will see a woman fist fighting her kids in a goddamn grocery store and take out their phone right away. Except those fucking people.
The only time you should take out your phone is if you're witnessing police brutality. And in that case...
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
You cannot say that's the only reason to take out your fucking phone. You can't fucking say that's the only reason to take out your phone.
I don't really mean the only reason.
Well,
Nathan,
then why are we saying it?
But in that case, I really think it's fine. They need to be shown. That needs to be brought to light.
What about when you see a cop doing something good? Do we record that too or no? The bad shit?
Oh my God, I'm on
okay,
Facebook.
Okay, there you go.
I'm
so this is what I'm saying. You can't just say the only fucking, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Because then it just makes it sound every cop is a terrible fucking twisted monster that we should all fucking...
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Have a fucking cop buying a kid a donut. Have just a cop sitting there. Can we just have a fucking cop sitting there drinking a coffee? Can we not record that?
We do, actually, sometimes. I've been on Facebook where they show cops like sitting and with the kids in the neighborhood.
I don't want to yell. I truly don't want to.
I really think you're lying.
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, what are your thoughts? These are mine.
Oh,
I just don't understand why, like, a hairstyle would be. I don't know. I don't know if I'm in the position to even make that call. But to me, it just sounds like, why? Like, is that how does that bother you?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not have other things to worry about? Like, you're worried about someone else having hair that kind of looks like yours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And again, there's other things like dreads on white people usually smell horrendous.
Oh, because dude, first of all, white guys with dreads, you guys look terrible.
Okay,
it looks dirty. It just
well,
like,
it is. Well, I mean, dude. In actuality, the hair is usually dirty because you got to not wash it for a while to do this.
Yeah.
So then you got to go, well, that's kind of sad. Because you could just go, well, I can wash my hair. That fucking sad fucking human can. I'll see someone in Janko jeans. I mean, Janko jeans died when I was in fucking school. You know what I mean? No, this guy must have dug him up off a, you know, a somebody that died in 2002.
Janko jeans aren't ready to
probably
make
wash
some...
his hair the last time he washed the jeans.
Where would you even find Jankos? Where would you even...
Like, he's Adam.
What fucking wizard do you have to talk to that can bring those back? Like, where is that? Do you know what I mean? Is that vintage stores, maybe?
He probably just found them in a dumpster somewhere.
Right. Anyways, I mean, I guess there's bigger things to fucking worry about. But I'd assume that the reason that it's quote-unquote right or allowed for black people to yell at white people for appropriation is because white people ruled the earth.
And severely mistreated a lot of people of color. So I get that. But at the same time, let people have whatever hairstyle they want. There are bigger issues to go after.
Well, what about like an Iggy Azalea where you stand there?
I'm fine. I don't care. Let her do her thing. These people aren't the problem. Have a problem with the people who are idolizing her and loving her. There are going to be tons of people doing their thing. Maybe they're mad that Iggy Azalea is getting so much fame and they think that she's a poser or whatever. First of all, I haven't said the word poser in
so long.
But
it's tucked in the pockets of all the Janko jeans. buried in the desert.
It brought it out of me, the Janko jean talk. But like for me, I just don't care. Maybe I'm not a big Iggy Azalea fan, so I don't buy her music. But it never occurs to me. Like people who go out of their way to send me like a hateful email, I'm like, okay.
Doug from Syracuse.
Whatever. But my point is, it's never, when I see someone I don't like a celebrity or something, it never occurs to me to write them an email saying, I don't like you. I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to buy their shit. I'm not going to watch their stuff.
Yeah, but
I'm never offended to the point where I need to write them.
We're just in a different fucking time where people just feel like, I honestly really think that people don't care about much. They just like saying shit so that they get retweets and I really think that makes the world go around.
I think some of
that's all they want. Even like you said, why is this person recording this? Because if he knows, if he puts it on Facebook, there's a good chance this is go viral.
Well, he's a cultural,
maybe he'll get on the news.
He's a cultural warrior.
Right.
And I want a flag.
But you know what? You know
honor.
What it is though. But all those people that fight for all the like quote unquote fight for these cultures or whatever the fuck it is, a lot of them don't actually care.
Yeah.
They just, it's just like a thing now.
A way to be seen.
Right. It's a way to be seen. A way
that
would
have been a way for sure. Like, I'm sure that argument could have been happening in my high school at some point in time between somebody, but it ends kind of there because they just either work it out and either they don't like each other or whatever. You know what I mean? But they walk away because there is no cameras and there's no like circle of people. You know how many fights have happened because the circle fucking comes in and then you kind of have to, even if you didn't want to fight? You know what I mean? The cameras are that. So then people are recording this, and then this mother, again, grabbing her kid in a grocery store, is like, well, now I got to body slam her through the fucking crackers. Because there's a camera and it's got to go rock bottom and then hit him with a goddamn people's elbow, when before people would have just been like, you can't do this. And they both would have been like, yeah, you're fucking right. This is insanity what's happening right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just adds a lot of pressure to the situation. I don't like any of it. It's dumb. I remember Coldplay put out a music video where they were like, I don't know the correct country. It was like India or something like that. And Beyonce was wearing this dress and face thing. And a lot of people were upset saying it was culture appropriation for whatever culture it was. I'm not sure. And I was just like, why? It's not like she was burning it in the, you know what I mean? Like she was just wearing
she
it.
She was
like,
celebrating it in many ways.
I don't really understand the...
Well, some
the
people
definition
say
of that
celebrating,
like, I don't
other know. People saying is using it to get
make money.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. I love when people celebrate. I see it as celebrating other people's cultures. I get that they might think it's making a mockery of it or taking it lightly, but like when I see like someone taking from like, you know, Indian culture in the spiritual way, like wearing, I don't even, you know, but like maybe that's what Beyonce was wearing, but like the that thing with like the veil coming down. For me, I'm like, oh, how cool. You know, she's whether or not she's fully aware of what they symbolize. I just think it's a neat thing to kind of reach out.
As long as it's not disrespectful or done in like, as long as it's not disrespectful. Like then,
as long as she's like not taking a shit on the shrine.
Right. And then to go back to the video, it doesn't seem as if, because again, who knows what this guy does day to day, but it didn't seem like the dude's being disrespectful. He's just one of those dudes that I would have saw in high school playing hacky sack and fucking doing whatever with dreadlocks. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't seem like he's, you know, he doesn't have like a big fucking Flavor Flav clock on. And just being like a dick. He's just a dude with dreadlocks.
Living
his
life.
So it seems.
Yeah.
But I don't know the before and after this video.
My friend Drew, one of my best friends, he had dreadlocks for like a year in high school, you know? And did it look silly? Yeah, but who cares? Like, he wasn't hurting anyone. He's a sweet dude. Doesn't have them anymore. Like, it's, he was going through a phase of trying out a new look.
All hairstyles eventually look stupid. You know what I mean? They all do. Remember the mushroom cut?
Oh, my God.
You would have been two. You would have been like maybe two. You weren't in school when the mushroom cut was thing.
My cousin used to have this haircut where it would just part and the sides would just come down.
Well, I mean, was it longer?
It came out to like here. It was a mushroom, but it was just split down the middle.
Yeah, that was it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, but at the time, buddy, you know how many dicks got hard looking at the fucking mushroom cut? People were just walking through the halls, bam, bam, bam. It was insane.
You know how many dicks got hard? I don't know. I don't. I feel like that's like kind of like I feel like nowadays people are although there are a lot of. Like you're saying, culture warriors just fucking popping up out of fucking nowhere. And usually they're like 14 and don't fucking know what they're talking about. They're just fighting the good fight or whatever. Although there's a lot of that, I also feel like we're in a time where people are a little more accepting now than they were 10 years ago or whatever. And it's a shame that shit like this is being recorded and then spread like wildfire through social media because it's kind of killing that momentum. That we've been having of, you know, people accepting, you know, like gay people more or just like whatever, you know what I mean? Like now if something bad happens, you have the ability to record it and then it's have the ability for millions of people to see it.
But it goes both ways, you know? I feel like the internet and these kinds
of
things.
No, because no one gives a shit about nice things.
I disagree.
Kate, they don't.
I mean, I look at and share
you,
a lot
but
of
you
the...
are not in the majority. A lot of people would rather see... Oh, you go on World
Some
Star.
Drama stuff.
You go on World
then,
Star.
Like,
the videos.
I love posting animal videos, listen, like of dogs getting adopted and saved. That's my favorite.
Right. There's.
Do you ever see those?
I mean,
they're
I know
so
they.
Sweet.
No, I don't think so.
Heartwarming.
People love watching someone get in trouble. Yeah. They love pointing the finger. They love going on World Star
Some
and
people,
watching
but
the
a lot
fight
of people
compilations.
Like the positive
it's
stuff.
It's 15 minutes of people just getting knocked out.
Yeah.
People love it. They eat
Same
it.
Same as like on Cannibal Cops.
Yeah,
nobody
I don't
really
watch
just
that.
Records like cops doing great things.
I've seen that though. I love those.
But I'm
yeah,
saying
sure.
that's it. Yeah.
But it's like.
Cops like doing like cool dances with the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but does
that,
that get a trending topic on Twitter? Does that get a hashtag? Does that get,
well, that
no,
just shows,
it doesn't make the news.
But that shows,
it doesn't then talk about on CNN for 3 weeks.
Which is maybe what you're saying. That just more shows the unfortunately the mentality of most Americans, which is like very fear-based, drama-based, wanting to focus on that negative
it's drama
bullshit.
Based. Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. And people want to be the next person to showcase something bad happening.
Because
so
they
they're
get
constantly
something
looking
out of it.
For
it. So this guy is like, oh my God, I'm going to get so many more Twitter followers from this.
Exactly.
Just for
Kate,
everybody's safety.
Literally. That's exactly it. I really think
that's the
base of all
the
shit.
You're
the
guy that recorded that video of a dude getting hit by a train? You're a fucking hero, man.
We already talked about this. I don't know if you were on this one, but when Artie Fuqua and Tracy Morgan got into that accident, there was a woman recording it going, oh my God. Yeah. And I was like, if you have the nerve to record it, stop faking concern for these people, you animal. You have your phone out. It was disgusting. I'm not into that.
People just want to be... liked and they want that attention. That's all they crave, especially now. It's like it's in your hand. So I guess people feel like if I can't get it and, you know, there all these people are on this all day and if I can't get attention, something's wrong. So they constantly are looking for that.
Do you know what's actually kind of sad thing? If you see a video ever and it's like people, whatever, something, whatever's happening in the video, people yelling at each other, whatever the case it may be. There's one person recording it and you're seeing their version of it, but in front of them is three other phones in the way and there's like nine people watching this all recording it. You're like, you guys are all, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't, stop. I really don't understand what happened. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
All right, let's get to the next topic. I'm not going to read the exact email. I know what it was about.
No respect.
Whatever. This girl was asking how we feel about if you are suspicious about your boyfriend or girlfriend cheating, how would we feel about trying to purposely catfish them, creating a fake profile either on a dating site or Facebook profile.
Dude, you know how easy,
and baiting
like,
them.
You know how hard it is to do all that? It's so much easier to just
get into
ask,
a relationship where you trust the person.
Or just ask or break up with them. Like, just...
just to take the other side for fun, you know, devil's advocate. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea to make a fake profile for your boyfriend or girlfriend and then, you know, set it all up and set up the dates and send back and forth texts of like, I can't wait to suck your dick and oh, I can't wait to come on your tits. And then, you know, you meet them at a bar and then they sit down and you're like, hey, you order first. And then you come out of the bathroom like, gotcha. I think it's a really great positive.
It's going to end
thing.
Well.
They
the
should.
Right.
It's a really
well.
Great
there's,
idea.
See, this is a thing where there should be a camera because this is like a whole production here.
Well, it was a show.
Cheaters.
Yeah, yes, no, it was exactly. a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show Cheaters. That show, guy yeah. actually, there was a couple
Somebody
who
died, right?
No. Someone was what? cheating on a boat. They were on a boat and this guy got in a boat and fucking came up with them. And the host of the show got off into the boat where the people were cheating with the other guy. And the wife was like, what are you doing? And the guy who was having the affair the woman was the cheater, mm-hmm. right? The guy who she was with stabbed the host of the show.
See, this is what I meant. Not died, but yeah, so I knew somebody was like attacked. That's
stabbed
why the show,
the host?
Stabbed the host of the show. There's fucking cameras.
Sure, man. If you you got your dick hard in another woman, okay? And then some guy jumps on with a video camera and is like, how you feeling before you like, ah! he ain't on him?
Stabbed him.
Mm-hmm. These people have some nerve though, like to jump out with the camera to you doing that, because so many I bet you the camera guy and the host have cheated before too. You got some nerve.
Well,
to
this
do
also
that.
Remember when Ashley Madison was all hacked and they released 36 million emails and they were like, this will stop people from cheating. It won't. And people were trying to destroy Ashley Madison for that reason. You can't destroy them and expect cheating to go away. They're not the reason people are cheating. They're the avenue.
But you take down Ashley Madison, cheating's stopped forever.
It stops nothing. It doesn't even stop one cheater. Then you could say, well, you can take away all the bars. You know what I mean? No liquor stores anymore. No condoms. And then how are you going to cheat? I'll still fucking cheat if I want to cheat because cheaters cheat. You know what I mean? I'll fuck her in the garbage can. I'll go to a movie. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, a show like that too is not going to stop anybody in the whole lot. But again, I think it's a really good idea to dye your hair or whatever and just pretend to be a different person and then show up. And as you're sucking his dick, look up and be like, I'm your girlfriend. And you're like, no! And then rip the wig off and then bite his dick and be like, I knew it. Bite it like an old prospector would a piece of gold, you know?
And then
like,
you both live happily ever after.
Bend it.
Yeah. It's a real dick. And then, yeah, you live happily ever after because he's like, oh, I always love, I knew the way that you put your tongue on my balls, I knew it was you. And she's like, you like that? You like that? And then, yeah, you rekindle. I think it's a great idea.
Flawless.
That was very Flawless. Detailed and very almost premeditated in a way. I feel like you knew what you were going to say.
I've been down this road before. You know, I've cheated on Liz thousands of times, but every time it's always her because she just dresses up in this weird thing, you know?
And it just brings you closer than ever before.
Totally. Yeah, totally. It's just like, it always works. It's great. Yeah, it's great. It's a great idea.
Wow.
Is there another email?
Sure. That was accomplished really quickly.
Well, when you get a fucking detailed plan, now they know what to do.
That
was make
sure
great, you get a
Nathan.
Camera there and okay. an editor.
So, next one. Sorry, I thought it was going to take a little longer, so I wasn't prepared.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mark. I'm 18, and about half a year ago, I dated this girl, and at the time we met, I thought I was gay, but obviously thinking I'm bi.
Can I just say quickly, I love that Mark gets the respect of having his email read, and the last person is just like, I'm just going to read it, I don't give a shit. Anyways, you guys, Mark,
18. Because I knew the main thing of the other one. Okay, anyway, okay. I'm obviously thinking I'm bi, but after she ended things unexpectedly and suddenly, I was hung up on her for about a year, which I know is crazy.
That's not crazy.
We didn't really get serious at all, but it was my first real relationship. We've talked since, and I've tried to stay as distant as possible.
Yeah, I don't know what that part
that
means.
That sentence made no sense.
We didn't get serious, but we're together a year? So, like, they didn't sexually
said,
get serious?
He said, we didn't get serious, but it was my first serious relationship.
Okay. My first real relationship. Yeah, that doesn't... Okay.
Well, does he mean, like, serious, like they didn't have sex kind of thing? Is that what he means by not get serious, or
no
what?
No... penetration?
I'm not sure.
Just fingers.
Okay. We have talked since, and I've tried to stay as distant as possible because I didn't want to fall back into that hole again. Hole. What a pun. Okay. Now...
Did he write that?
No, I just
okay.
said
that. I was going to say, then he had sex with her.
Okay. Yeah. Now, a year and a half later, I find out to my horror that she's about to move in with my brother.
Well.
Wow.
How do you not know?
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. She's about to move in. She's about to move in with my brother. Her new boyfriend happens to be my brother's good friend.
Okay.
And soon to be roommate.
See, we got
to
read the whole email.
I'm totally over her, but I don't really know how to play this. While I want to be salty, I also want to be friendly with her and her boyfriend, seeing as I will see them often and my brother and him and his brother are close. How do you guys think I should take this and go about interacting with her?
This is all very confusing. These like, the bi gay thing in the beginning doesn't tie into the end, and I'm just very confused.
I know. Most of these emails, like, some of them are just, it's always two-parters.
It's, like, a lot of different and there's two, information.
Yeah, here. Massive things. And the first part is, like...
I thought it was gay, wasn't sure, but then she broke up with me, and I was like... Think I'm not gay.
That's
and then
a bigger
just,
part.
And then he just leaves it
well,
back
for me,
there and doesn't go
that's
back.
That's a bigger part, right? Right?
I don't know. Like, we already had this fight on here, but for me, I think sexuality, not that you don't, is a spectrum. So I'm
this
okay.
man could be bi. He
yeah, yeah.
Be bi.
So clearly.
But it's hard for me to give it because I would say, dude, if you're bi, fuck it. You have way
more
options.
Options.
Like, go ahead, do whatever the.
Men are disgusting, though. Just go the other way.
Yeah.
I thought you thought a vagina was way tougher to get in.
Vaginas are gross
than
too.
A penis.
The real problem is there needs, you know what I mean?
They need to make a new one.
Exactly. There needs to be a third option.
Yeah, we have all these new cars
so
and new technology. Look, can we get a new genital?
Please.
A new organ.
But okay, so if we're just going to say, okay, whatever. The first part, fine. The guy's bi, cool, whatever. So the next part. I mean, what a crazy coincidence, you know? His
her boyfriend, her boyfriend's moving in with her
his brother, who's his friend,
right.
happens to be dating. Isn't that kind of, can we say this? Isn't it kind of, so if his brother's friend, it's his brother, I mean, so he's not, maybe not close to this guy, but they're still like by proxy. I'd say, I mean, I don't know that I would date, do you know what I'm saying? It's still too close to, it's too close to date that girl. Am I wrong? Do you know what I'm saying?
As the new boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Because you're moving in with the brother who's like, yeah, that's my brother's ex-girlfriend. And be like, oh, really? You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe there'd be a little bit
They're younger, though, so I feel like, you know when you're younger, you know middle school, you break up with someone and then your best friend's dating them the next week and almost no one cares?
No,
that
everybody
happened in my
cares.
Middle school.
Everybody cares. These things don't happen.
Because now...
Am I wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're dating somebody when you're 18 or whatever, and then you break up with them and they start dating your best friend, you just go, oh, cool, guys. You guys want to go see Wild Wild West? Like, no. You have to pick something, and it's usually like, okay, now you're both gone.
I could never date someone that has, like... Tap kissed one of my friends. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I dated a girl who had hooked up with a friend of mine, and I knew it was a bad idea, and I did it anyway, and I did it.
Yeah, I would. That's just like weird.
I know,
and
every once
know.
In a while I thought about
annoying.
It. I'm like, oh, God.
I don't, never mind.
Yeah, because then, you know, you want to say goodbye to a person, and when you still have all these attachments to them with that you don't even have control over, it just sucks. Like, you're like, I want to forget about this person. I want to move on. But now every time I go see my brother, I have to see her face. That sucks.
Yeah.
But
so,
what are you
going
to do?
You...
He's not going to not go over to his brother's place.
No, your brother's written off, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, just cut your brother out.
Get a new brother, man. Be bi brother,
you can
man.
Get tons of brothers.
If you can be bisexual, you can be bi brother. Find another brother. It's not that big a deal.
It's easy.
Brothers are so hard, easy to find. You know
I would say whatever you do, don't try to suppress the feeling. Like, that doesn't mean you tell her about it, but like... You can talk to another friend about it, which, you know, reaching out's even a good way of expressing it. Like, yeah, this sucks. I'm kind of over her, but I'm not totally over her. So be honest with yourself. Let yourself feel annoyed about it. But also eventually you're going to move on. Whether you meet a girl or a guy you like, eventually you will and it won't be a big deal.
Every time you want to go to your brother's house, just jerk off beforehand and then you'll probably forget all about it by the time you get there, honestly.
Jerk off beforehand, put it in a jar. Throw it in the woman's face when you get there. Is that what you're going to say? That's
in a jar.
And this is why,
like
this is why we
like
have Nathan on, because he solves every problem.
Like a snake,
perfectly.
You know what I mean? And then she'll get the idea.
Yeah, like
you're sitting on the couch. Like a coil. No, don't do that, but I get what you're saying. But I don't know. I guess you can just be nice to her. And I will say, I don't think it's great, because I went through a breakup a long, long time ago, and I was absolutely, you might find it, I was absolutely destroyed for 1 year. Destroyed for 1 year. Please don't tell anybody. Everybody's
our
telling
secret.
Right now. Yeah, please. Can we keep this here, guys?
Yeah.
And people listening at home?
Yeah.
I was absolutely destroyed for 1 year. So I don't think it's crazy.
That's a very long time.
Destroyed.
Did you break up with them or they?
No. We broke up. No, we broke up like the whole thing was a mess. The whole thing was a goddamn gong show. But like, it was destroyed. I was destroyed.
Why?
Don't tell anybody. Because I was like super fucking into this lady. So, like, just don't tell anybody. But I don't think you're crazy for being still into her for
you. You can't help who you're destroyed over. Yeah. You can't. If you're destroyed, you're destroyed. You have to let yourself be and know that it's a process and it'll eventually move through.
Yeah. That's a good R&B song. You can't help who you're destroyed over.
It's true. I hate when people try to do the whole thing like, okay, well, you dated for a year, so it's going to take you 6 months to get over them because you take the full time and you divide it by this. It's like, that's not how human emotions work.
Right.
Somebody told me a long time ago, maybe they're nuts, but they were like, it takes double the time that you were in the relationship to get over the relationship fully, is what they said. But I mean, maybe they're psychotic. Yeah.
Once again, you just can't put a formula to it. You just have to feel it because sometimes you get over someone quicker than others.
Are we ever really over anybody? Are we ever really truly over any of these people?
I definitely feel over a lot of my exes.
They were in your life. They were still there.
I don't know.
Not
say,
over
I'm,
like garbage.
I feel, like, I feel like I'm very different than a lot of people. Like, all the people that I have dated seriously, I could text right now and we would have a full-blown conversation and it would be totally fine. Like, I have that. Like, I don't have any bad relationships with people like that.
I write everybody off. Dead serious, scorched earth. That's the policy I
but
have.
That's the thing. There has been times.
One.
There has been times where.
It's not a good one.
There has been times where girls that I've dated, it's ended, and we didn't speak for like a year. But a year goes by, and then we could pick up talking. Like, you know,
I have a couple ex-girlfriends who I talk to a little tiny bit, but nothing crazy. But yeah, no, okay.
I'm friends with a decent amount of my exes. Some I talk to once a year. It's not like friends, but I don't have any hard feelings. Even if they did something really gnarly to me, I'm just kind of like, I'm over it. But there are some that I'd rather talk to more than others. Like my ex from high school, him and I don't really have much in common anymore, so there's no reason to talk. But if I ran into him, it would be a nice, decent, hey, how are you?
Right.
But, that relationship was all fucked up. I felt, oh man, destroyed for a year. I'm dead serious.
I'd be so sad to see you really sad. A sad Nathan.
I didn't have sex that whole year. Like that whole year. It was like, oh man,
you had a lot of healing going on.
I went on a couple dates and I was just like, what the fuck?
You're not her.
And then tell you this. So we lived together and then we broke up, right? And then I'm going through like maybe like a year and a half later, all right? And I put my, you know, I moved into a new place, which is kind of fucked up because now I have roommates again instead of just a lady, which was obviously better than just roommates, even though roommates is so fun. But anyways, I'm going through stuff in my closet, and I pull down like a travel bag. I'm going somewhere, and I open up the zippers to put something in, and there's a picture of me and her that she had put in there when we broke up, and I was supposed to find it long time before I did find it. And on the back, it was like, don't ever forget me, because I'll never forget you. And that sent me into another fucking, just a straight fucking tailspin of hell.
Oh,
holy
God.
Fuck, man.
Oh.
That made me fall
Where
into
is she
tailspin.
Now?
I don't know. I don't say anything to anybody about any of this. People, please keep this here. I don't know.
Well.
Scorched earth policy.
All right.
It's not really scorched earth policy. But well, anyways, all I want to say is that, whatever. I know that he said it as maybe just an offhand thing, because that's how people do things. You know what I mean? They're like, maybe I'm insane, but can I get another avocado? Like, everybody's very weird about saying stuff. but I don't think it's crazy. You can do whatever you want. And maybe people think I'm crazy. Maybe I'm fucking nuts. But anyways, I don't think that's the craziest part of what he wrote in that email.
No, I really do agree. I feel like, you know.
I think I'm attracted to my brother. What should I do about his food situation? Like, buddy, these are two separate emails.
Yeah, it's just.
What I wanted to say
was. Like, I really like Wendy's, but me and this girl started dating, and now I don't know what to do.
Should I get
like,
the bacon,
what?
Egg, and cheese, or upsize my meal? Like, what are you talking about killing somebody at the top of this email?
Anyway.
I murdered a woman. She's dead in my trunk. Anyways, should I go to Taco Bell?
Yeah. What do you recommend?
I'm thinking Arby's.
Whatever emotions are up, you're allowed to be feeling, you guys. Even if it's like, even if you date someone for a month, but it brings up the most emotional heartbreak, whatever, that's happening for a reason. It's for you to deal with whatever is really deep down under the surface. So never beat yourself up for being heartbroken. Even if you're like, oh, I should only be heartbroken for 3 months because we only dated for six. You're allowed to be heartbroken. It's its own process.
Yeah, try to move on the path of like getting over it.
No, of course.
But yeah.
I'm not saying sit at home just crying over a picture. But, you know, don't beat yourself
I'll
up.
I'll put your picture away.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you, Nathan,
today.
For coming on.
Oh, is this it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
All right. Well, can I tell people the stuff?
Yeah.
Tell them their stuff.
Thanks, man. Well, I got NathanMcIntosh.com. You can check out. Also, my podcast, Positive Anger. That's on iTunes and SoundCloud.
I'll be coming on it soon, this Ooh. Month, I think.
Yeah, to promote our show.
And I'll promote it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. iTunes and SoundCloud, please check it out if you want to. Also, anybody that's already listened to this podcast, heard me on it, and checked out my podcast, I really appreciate it. I get messages every once in a while. I do shout-outs on my podcast. So if anybody listens to my podcast, wants a shout-out on the podcast, just message me, get a hold of me. Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh.
Yay.
And thank you guys
and
for having me.
And thanks to Brink Thackeray, who keeps doing really awesome cartoon pictures
of us. That one cartoon, you saw that cartoon that they did? Of you holding your dog, me holding my dog. That fucking picture of you and Shane that said, I need iPad time. Man, that's so funny. Because at first I didn't see the, because yeah, you can't zoom in on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So I saw the little thing, I moved it over, and I was like, I need iPad time. That's so funny.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I thank you for doing that. It's so nice.
Shane loved it, and he wants you to know, Brink, that he has a dog named Jada. So next time I'm holding Shane, Shane's holding an iPad and all, Jada.
I like next time, as if like putting Brink to
get
work.
Get another
you
one
do what
going,
you want, Brink.
Buddy.
Thank you for
Shane made me say that. He was very like, I have a dog too. So he just wanted me to say
also,
that.
Also, if you could draw Shane watching The Mask with a tiny little baby
no!
boner.
No, yeah. Nathan.
Or a giant boner. Who knows?
Okay, boner.
Okay. Anyway, for me, if you want a tarot card reading, it's $50. Email me kwolf27@gmail.com. We already plugged our show, but it's April 21st.
April 21st, 8 p.m., New York Comedy Club.
Promo code Nate Kate.
Nate Kate for $5 tickets. Anybody in the area, please come out if you want to.
Yes. And Twitter at the Kate Wolf.
And if you guys want to contact me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Sanegato.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.